Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. We're holding on Yud Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom, Elo Amar Avashi. So Elo Amar Avashi, that what's this case of Mi'ivoy, said our Kaharar Natulim Besara? Says Avashi, Le'nitzrucha Elech Hadidnan. It's for the following Mishnah. We learned that Natul Evan, a Kaira Shel Hektish, Ruveni, by mistake, he takes a stone or a beam of Hektish. So the Halacha is, if he takes it for himself, Hareza Lo'i Ma'al, he's not Avram Ila. But Nasna L'chaveira, if he gives it to his friend, so then, Humav V'chaveira Lo'i Ma'al, so then Ruven's Chai from Ila, when he gives it to his friend, and he transfers ownership of the beam. But his friend is not Avram Ila, only the nice saying Ruven is Chai from Ila. Now Michti, let's think for a moment. Mishka Shakla, both in the Reisha and in this he took it. Malihu, Mali Chaveri. So what is the difference if he keeps it for himself, if he took it for himself, brought it home to him, to his own house, or he gave it to his friend? Either way, he changed the rishos. He took it either to his own rishos or to his friend's rishos. So Hainu Kamar Natulim Besara. So at this halacha that we say, that the halachis of Mi'ilais are Ketulim Besara, meaning that there are a lot of halachis that don't seem to have much of a makar. It seems very difficult to understand. Says the Gemara, why is it so difficult? Umay koshu? Dama kedesh Shmuel? Maybe the Pshan the Mishnah is like Shmuel said, Amar Shmuel, that hacha begizbar mesurisli avni bini naskinan. Here we're talking about the treasurer that they store the stones by his house. It's always by his house. So if he keeps them for himself, he didn't really change the rishos because it was in his house and now it's still in his house. It's only if he gives it over to his friend, so that's when he's chai for Mi'ilah. Ella Miseifa. Rather says the Gemara in the case of the Mishnah that it says that Mi'ilais are Karar Natulim Besara is for the Seifa. The Seifa of that Mishnah says that Bana Besaich Besoi, if he builds Reuven, he has these stones, and he builds it into his house, Hareza Loimal. He's not Chai from Ila. Achi Yidur Tachtea B'Shava Pruto. Until he lives underneath it, Shava Pruto's amount. Now Michti, let's think for a moment. Even before he lives in it, as soon as he builds it into his house, and he puts screws in it, and he mamish, he changes it, everything, so Shanu Yeshanya, he's so he's to be chayv meila for transferring the rishus of the hektish right then and there for shinei maisa. Mali dar, mali loydar. Why do we need him to be nana from it? As soon as he does shinei maisa, that's already one form of meila. There's two ways a person could be chayv meila. One is by changing the rishus, or by being nana from it. That's the second way. Why do we need him to be nana? He should be chayv meila for changing the rishus. He's kaina et b'shinei maisa. Says the Gemara, Hainu karar natulim besara. That's what the Mishnah means when it says that the halacha is meilos are karar natulim besara. However, ask the Gemara, my kusha, why is it so difficult? Here we're talking about where he had a hole in the roof of his house, like a sunroof, and he didn't build it into his house. He didn't make holes and screws and this and that and do a whole shinu maisa. All he did was put it on top, so there was no shinu maisa. It's only if he lives underneath it, so that's when he's chayv mi'ilah, and if not, then he's not chayv mi'ilah. Rather, says the Gemara, the reason why the Mishnah says the Mi'ilos are Karar Natulim Besara is for what Rava said, that we had on Yudim Abiz, the case where Reuven sends Shimon as a shliach to go buy him some challah, and by mistake Reuven gave Shimon hektish money, and Reuven realized after the fact that, oh wait, he gave Shimon the wrong money. He gave him hektish money. He cancels the shlichus. He didn't have time to catch up to Shimon. Shimon goes to the store and he uses this hektish money to go buy challah. And the lach is that Shimon's chayv mila. So says the Gemara, that's karar natulim besara. That's what we wanted to say on Yidim and Beis. Now we had a kasha on that. That shliach anya, my kavod, he was a poor shliach. What was he supposed to do? What was the, or the Gemara said, and the reason why it's karar natulim besara is because it's a tremendous chiddush. Shliach anya, my kavod, what was he supposed to do? He didn't know that there was hektish money, to which the Gemara asked on that it's not such a chiddush. Every time a person's chayv mila, it's always if he does it b'shoigeg. So you could always ask that, oh, what was he supposed to do? That's how a person's avram mila. So says the Gemara, the kakashalach, we need to have a moitzi mois hektish l'chula, and that which you asked. That it's not such a chiddush, because it's always the way mila works, says the Gemara, it's not true. This is not really classic mila. Hasa made the yada dikas uzei the hektish ibay l'laune. Normally a person, he by mistake uses hektish money to buy something, let's say. So you're right, it was a mistake. But Lamaisa, he knew he had hektish money, so he should have been more careful. But hacha miyada. But over here in this case, the shliach anya, he didn't even know that he had hektish money, and therefore hainu karar natulim besara. It is a chiddush, and it's about this case that the Mishnah calls milais harar natulim besara. We said that these cases, Shabbos, Chagigos, Milois, they're Karar, Natulim, Besara, Shein Mikra, Muad, V'Halachis, Merubais. There's very few psukim, and yet a lot of halachis. So says the Gemara, Tanu, we learned in the Braisa, that along these lines, Nigoyim, V'Aolais, Mikra, Muad, V'Halachis, Merubais. Also the halachis of Nigoyim and Aolais, they also have few psukim and a lot of halachis. Ask the Gemara right away, Nigam Mikram what? You're telling me Nigam only has a few psukim? Nigam Mikram Urubahu. Nigam has plenty of psukim. In Tazriya, Mitzayra, there's a lot of psukim that talk about the halachis of Tzaras. So I'm Rapapa, and Rapapa explained that Hachikamar, that no, this is what the Braisa meant to say. That Nigam Mikram Urubah Halachis Muatais. Nigam in Hanami has a lot of psukim and very few Mishnayas, very few halachis. Alais Mikram Urubah Halachis Merubais, but Alais has very few psukim and yet a lot of mishnayos. Am I nafkamina? Because he mistapka lach milsa b'nigoyim, I am b'kraivi. Mistapka lach milsa b'arlus, I am b'masnisan. It's a good eitz ataiva. If you ever have a suffik in ilchus nigoyim, so you can look in the psukim. If you have a suffik in ilchus arlus, the psukim aren't going to help you much. Rather, you should look in the mishnayos. The third category of the Mishnah was dinet, was a list of things that they're yesh lema mashi yismechu, they have what to rely on, and heinein gufei Torah. So now the Gemara is medayik that it's mashma, they have what to rely on, there's a lot of psukim that have what they have what to rely on, but it's not mamish mefurish in the Torah. So says the Gemara, dinen, because one of the first in that list was dinen, was cheshe mishpa. Dinen nechtuk sivan, ask the Gemara, it's mefurish, it's not just yesh lema mashi yismechu, it's mamish mefurish. Says the Gemara, like nitzucha, el lechida rebbi, it's needed for that which Rabbi said. The time we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Omer, Nefesh, Tachas, Nefesh, the guy by mistake, he meant to hit someone else. He got into a fight with someone. He meant to hit him. And by mistake, he hits his wife, and he kills the person's wife. Shimon, by mistake, he meant to hit Reuven. And by mistake, he hit Reuven's wife and kills her. So the pasuk says that he gives a Nefesh, Tachas, Nefesh. So it says, Rabbi, that even though it sounds like a soul for a soul, we take away his life, it really just means that he pays Mamon, that he pays a monetary compensation for killing the man's wife. Maybe it means that we literally kill him. Nefesh mamish. Nemer nesina lamata, nemer nesina lamalo. Says the Gemara, no, we have a gzeir shava of nesina nesina. Malo halan mamay nafkan mamay. Just like lamata, there it's referring to the same type of scenario, except for Shimon, when he meant to hit Reuven, he hit Reuven's wife and killed the baby. She was pregnant and he killed the baby. Over there it says he pays a fee, he pays money. So just like over there was money, so it's over here when he kills the wife, it's also, it's referring to money. So that's not mefurish, but that's yeshama mashi yismechu. Also, that Vaida and by the Karbanis, that's not Mefurish, but it's Yesha Mamashi Yismechu. Ask the Gemara Mechtav Ksivan, it's Mefurish. Says the Gemara Lenitzucha, Elulah Hilacha is Hadam. Hilacha is Hadam, that the fact that Hilacha is considered a Vaida, that's not Mefurish. Shchita, yeah. Kabbalah Saddam, yeah. Zrika, yeah. But Hilacha Saddam, that's not even necessary. If you check through the Shchita right next to the Mizbeach, you don't even have to walk it to the Mizbeach. So that's a Chiddush, that when you do Hilacha, that it's considered an Aveda. The Tani we learned in Abraisa, that Ve'ekrivu Zu Kabbalah Saddam. The Pasuk, when it says Ve'ekrivu, so it says that Yishachs, Ve'ekrivu, and then he does Rika, Ekrivu is referring to Kabbalah Saddam. Ve'afko Rachmana Blashin Hilacha, and the Torah uses Krivu, which is a lashon of Hailacha. Now, how do we know Krivu is a lashon of Hailacha? The Chsiv, as the pasuk says, "V'hikriv akoyin es akol v'hikdra mizbecha." It says it's lashon of v'hikriv v'amir mar zu Hailachas evarim lekevesh. That's referring to Hailachas evarim, bringing the evarim to the ramp of the mizbeach. So you see, hikriv is a lashon of Hailacha. So why is the Torah say Kabbalah in a lashon of Krivu, a lashon of Hailacha? La'memer da Hailacha le'tapka michal Kabbalah. To tell us that Hailacha is just like Kabbalah, that just like Kabbalah is an avoda, and if a person has a Machshava Ra by the Kabbalah, he can pass the carbon, so too by Hailacha. And that's not Mefurish, but it's Yesha Mamashi Yismichu. Taharais, the Mishnah said also, it's not Mefurish. Ask the Gemara Mechtav Ksiva. The Halachas of Tahara are Mefurish in the Torah. Like Nitzrucha Elo Lashir Mikvah. It's needed for the Shir Mikvah, that's not the like Siva, that's not Mefurish. The time we learned in the Braisa, V'racha Yitzas Besarai B'mayim B'mei Mikvah. That means he washes in the Mikvah water, rainwater. As Kol Besarai, he washes all of his Basar, Mayim Shekol Gufa Eileben, it means water that his entire body can fit into, V'kamehin, how much is that? It's Amal Amma Brum Shalish Amais, it means the Mikvah has to be in Amma, by an Amma with a height of 3. V'shiru Chacham B'mei Mikvah Arbaim Saw, which they said that means 40 Saw of water. So that's not Mefurish, but it's Yeshama Mashi Yismachu. Tumais are not mefurish. Ask the Gemara Mechtav Ksivan. The halachis of tumar mefurish. And if a person even just touches a part of a dead sheretz and a dasher's worth, so that also he becomes tame. The like Ksivan, that's not mefurish. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, behem. The Torah says if he touches a dead sheretz, he becomes tame. Yachal bekulan. Behem is mashmi, has to touch the entire sheretz. Tamalay mermeyem, that even if the sheretz is cracked in half, if he touches part of it, he becomes tame. Yachal bemixas. Chasan. So it says mayhem. I might think that that means even part of the sheretz. Tamalim er bahem. But on the other hand, it says bahem. It's mashma the whole sheretz. So al ketzad achiyiga b'miktsasa yishuka kulay. There's a way to touch miktsas of a sheretz, but it has to be that the miktsas is like kulay and shiru chachamim b'chadasha. That amount is an adasha's worth, a lentil size. Shekein chaymet chilasa b'chadasha. And the reason why that's like all of a sheretz, that's like kulay, is because there is a sheretz, it's called a chaymet, that its size, when it's first born, is kadasha. Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda imer kazanav halta, that the reason why it's like kulay is because it's the size of the tail of the halta, a different sheretz, and the tail, it moves around even after the halta dies, so that's, it has like its own chiyas, and it's the size of an adasha, so that's why that's like kulay. Arayos, we said in the Mishnah, are not mafersh. Ask the Gemara Michtav Ksivan, that arayos are mafersh in the Torah. Le'nitzrucha lebita manusasa. The fact that the person's not allowed to be together with his daughter from a lady that he's ma'anis, that's not mafersh. Do like Ksiva, it's not mafersh. Damar mar, amar li yitzchik baravdimi, ase heine heine ase zimazima. The Makar is from this double gzei reshava, heine heine zimazima, but it's not mafersh. And then the Mishnah concluded that heine heine gufei Torah, that these last category from dinim to arayos, those make up the entire Torah. Ask the Gemara, the other things less than the Mishnah, Shabbos, Chagiga, Mi'ilois, those aren't also in the Torah. Ele'ema, Hein ve'hein gufei Torah, that these and those, both of these categories, they make up the Torah. Hajnalah, Hakol Chayavin.